Hello. As you can see from the title of the article, we will explore what is ARFID, symptoms, and diagnosis. Eating is more than just a necessity. It's a source of joy, cultural connection, and social interaction. But for some, food can trigger anxiety, fear, and avoidance. Avoidant restrictive food intake disorder, ARFID, is an eating disorder that disrupts a person's relationship with food, though not in the way other eating disorders do. Unlike anorexia or bulimia, ARFID isn't about body image. However, it still has serious health consequences. ARFID is often diagnosed in children and adolescents because they are more likely to develop sensory sensitivities and food-related fears. Studies indicate that avoidant restrictive food intake disorder tends to appear early in life, highlighting the need for early diagnosis to prevent long-term health issues. According to Dr. Sarah Hughes, a leading researcher in pediatric eating disorders,
children and adolescents with ARFID can face significant delays in both physical and emotional development if treatment isn't initiated promptly. Hughes, Child Psychiatry Review, 2020.
Key symptoms of ARFID. ARFID shows up in a range of behaviors, particularly noticeable in children. Here are the most common symptoms. Avoiding food due to sensory issues. A child might refuse to eat certain foods because of their texture, smell, or color. Extremely limited diet. It's not unusual for children with avoidant restrictive food intake disorder to stick to a narrow selection of foods, like only eating bread or pasta, which can lead to nutritional deficiencies, fear of eating. After a choking or vomiting incident, a child might develop a fear of eating specific foods, severely restricting their diet. These symptoms can have a profound effect on health, causing weight loss, stunted growth, and deficiencies in vital nutrients. Early intervention with the help of a gastroenterologist and a psychiatrist is essential to improve outcomes.
How ARFID is diagnosed?
Diagnosing avoidant restrictive food intake disorder, especially in children, requires a careful and comprehensive approach. Medical evaluation. Doctors assess a child's physical development, weight, height, and run blood tests to identify deficiencies. Psychological assessment. Psychologists examine the child's eating habits and rule out other potential causes of the behavior, such as anxiety disorders. Observation of eating behavior. Specialists look at what and how the child refuses to eat, determining the impact on daily life. Ruling out other conditions. Gastroenterologists and other experts exclude physical causes, such as digestive issues. Dr. Emily White emphasizes the importance of early diagnosis.
For children with ARFID, early intervention is crucial to prevent serious physical and emotional consequences, White, Oxford University Press, 2021.
ARFID is more frequently diagnosed in children and adolescents, as their sensitivity to sensory input and stressful experiences surrounding food make them more vulnerable. For more on avoidant restrictive food intake disorder in children, check out our article on eating disorders in children. Diagnostic recommendations. If you or someone you know is showing signs of ARFID, consult a doctor for a diagnosis. They will conduct a thorough examination and refer to specialists, such as a gastroenterologist and psychiatrist, if needed. Addressing both the physical and psychological aspects of avoidant restrictive food intake disorder ensures a well-rounded treatment plan. Frequently asked questions.
What is ARFID?
Avoidant restrictive food intake disorder is an eating disorder where individuals avoid specific foods or textures, leading to nutritional deficiencies and other health impacts.
What causes ARFID?
Common causes include sensory sensitivities, negative experiences related to eating, such as choking or vomiting, and fear of certain foods.
How is ARFID different from other eating disorders?
Unlike anorexia or bulimia, avoidant restrictive food intake disorder isn't connected to concerns about weight or body image. The primary issue is fear or discomfort around food itself.
How is ARFID treated?
Treatment typically involves psychotherapy, nutritional counseling, and, in some cases, medication to address related anxiety or digestive issues.
How common is ARFID?
The prevalence of avoidant restrictive food intake disorder varies, with an estimated 1% to 3% of the population affected, especially among children and adolescents.
Will ARFID go away on its own?
While symptoms may improve over time, professional intervention is often necessary to address the root causes and promote a balanced diet.
How can I recognize ARFID in my child?
Signs include avoiding certain foods for a prolonged period, weight loss, or a persistent fear of eating. For more, check out our article on avoidant restrictive food intake disorder symptoms in children. Thank you for listening. On our site, sciplanet.com, you can find more information and helpful resources.